Family members of prisoners being held at the Guantanamo Naval Base in Cuba are waiting to learn who will be released from the detention facility there. Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said yesterday that a small number of the Guantanamo detainees will be set free soon or transferred to the custody of other governments. Some foreign diplomats and human rights advocates have criticized the indefinite imprisonment of suspected terrorists at Guantanamo. As NPR's Tom Jelton reports, they're calling on the U.S. government to follow an impartial policy in judging who to release.
The Guantanamo prisoners have been in a legal limbo since the Bush administration made a blanket determination earlier this year that the detainees are not entitled to prisoner of war status under the Geneva Conventions. The U.S. government therefore did not have to provide evidence to support its suspicion that the detainees have ties to Al-Qaeda or other terrorist organizations. The news that some of the detainees will now be released leaves some critics wondering whether the detainees were unjustly held in the first place. David Sheffer was ambassador at large for war crimes issues during the Clinton administration.
We don't know what truly has been the status of these individuals. We don't know how valuable they've been. We don't know what kind of threat they've been. We don't know if mistakes have been made in the holding of some of these individuals.
Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, in announcing that some Guantanamo detainees will soon be released, said yesterday that a small number are no longer providing useful intelligence information, do not represent a threat to society, and are of no interest to law enforcement agencies. That was good news to the governments of Pakistan and Kuwait, both of which say they have innocent citizens at Guantanamo. A spokesman at the Pakistani embassy in Washington says the detainees to be released will include some Pakistanis. Whether any Kuwaitis will be released is not yet clear. Tom Wilner, a Washington lawyer representing relatives of Kuwaiti prisoners at Guantanamo, held a telephone conference call with the family members today.
They're excited by the news of people being released. They're very anxious. They're hopeful and very worried. And they don't know what to think other than that, and we don't know what to tell them.
Administration officials are not saying who will be released in Guantanamo or when. Ambassador Sheffer says the arrangement under which the detainees have been held means U.S. authorities can decide on their own who to release and why.
Frankly, there might also be a political factor involved for the Defense Department, perhaps working with the State Department on this, who knows, as to whether or not the release of some of these individuals would bring some advantage in cooperation from other states. Remember that Pakistan is a country we need an extreme amount of cooperation from, and this may loosen up some of that cooperation.
Human rights advocates say if some Guantanamo detainees are to be released, the decision should be based entirely in the facts of their own cases and not on diplomatic considerations. Tom Jelton, NPR News, Washington.